Wow. God spoke to me again in a big way, and it wasn't necessarily just for me, as always. He's basically saying, hey, share this with everyone. So every morning, I pray the rosary. I pray for so many intentions. My list is so long, but that is the difference in my prayer life. Before, it was all about me wanting to hear God's voice, wanting to discern the spirits, turning toward God to have Him guide me and lead me. But I wasn't the best prayer person for other people. I would pray for you when you asked me to pray for you, but I wouldn't continuously pray. And I remember meeting some women who had lists stuck in their bags with all this other stuff of who they were praying for. And I know that I was receiving tons of prayers, but yet my prayer life was very selfish. It was very focused on me. But I think that that's a normal progression in the faith walk. Because if you're not learning God's voice and you're not taking that time to be in peace and to listen to what He is telling you, then we could just pray for all these other people and just not really know God. And I don't ever want, when I am off this earth, to say, Lord, Lord, trying to get into heaven or purgatory, which I do not want to go to, and have Him look at me and say, I don't know you. Can you imagine the kick in the gut? I don't know you. Are you really playing a role here that you have a relationship with me, yet I don't know you? You've never spent time with me. You've never given me your heart. You've never cried out for my help. And some people, unfortunately, don't pray. And we know from St. Augustine and from St. Francis de Sales and so many other beautiful saints and the Catechism of the Catholic Church that if you do not pray, you will not be saved. It's really important because when you sit and you meditate, which means to know thyself, God will truly pour His word into your heart and there will be actions to take. Every single day, the outcome of mental prayer, meditation with God, on His word, on spiritual reading, or even just looking at a crucifix or a statue of Mary or something, we should have an outcome, a conclusion of that prayer. It's not just to sit in silence and get peace and then, okay, back to my life. Same old, same old. No, He's going to call you to big things. He's going to call you to uncomfortable things. He's going to call you to hard things. And He's going to call you to love. And He's going to call you to stop sinning. And He's going to call you to share the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it is. And to detach from the world. But today, the responsorial psalms really grab my heart. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus He shows us sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble His way. Let me read that again. God is upright. Whoop. My bad. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus He shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble His way. And the responsorial psalm was, remember your mercies, O Lord. You notice humble is in here twice. Because too often we are filled with pride. We talk ourselves out of holiness. We talk ourselves out of virtue. We make up excuses. We reason and rationalize, and we can convince ourselves of anything. especially when something is difficult. But God didn't call you to be comfortable. He called you to be great. While the Lord is merciful, He is also the just judge. I think we've got to remember that. That's why we have to look at our lives and say, okay, Lord, I see that I am not living according to your way, which means you're filled with pride. There's no P word anywhere in here. Pride does not come up when we look to God, when we ask Him to take our life and guide our ways and to help us to stop sinning. I mean, that's the most humbling thing ever, because we're admitting that we cannot do it ourselves. That's very humbling, if not in some cases humiliating, because we've convinced ourselves that we are able to make these changes in our lives and we can do it on our own. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble His way. So now it's time to be humble, everyone. Kick your pride to the curb. Ask God to show you His ways, to teach you His ways, and to guide you to justice. Because when you kick those sins to the curb, now you don't have that over you. And when that judgment day comes, God is going to look at you and say, "Ah, my good and faithful servant, come into my kingdom." Too often, I think we believe what non-Catholics believe, that everyone goes to heaven. Some denominations believe that if you believe, that's all you need to do. You can still live your life as an adulterer, as a liar, as a thief, as a drug addict, as an alcoholic. Like, that is so not the case. All through the New Testament and the Old Testament. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. Sorry if that was loud, everyone. I have my Annunciation radio segment, so that is just my alarm, and sometimes I forget about that. I apologize for the loud noise. I don't know where I was. I'm trying to think. Holy Spirit, come. The bottom line is this: works, faith and works. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds matter. We are called to conform to how Jesus wants us to live. And if we decide that we want to live our way, then we have to face justice. We've got to look at God and say, okay, I chose my way versus your way. I wasn't humble, I was filled with pride. Every single person needs to take pride to confession. Every single time you go. And I pray that you go a lot. I am going at least once a week during Lent. And beyond Lent, I'm getting back into the once a week confession. Why? Am I scrupulous? No. I'm just really aware of my sinful tendencies, of my vicious thoughts. And yesterday, check out my YouTube channel later, because I'm going to do a video about how I fell into anger. And that is not me. I'm not an angry person. I would laugh. Sonia Corbett, she's like, I don't know, 50 pounds heavy. She's so thin. She's this teeny tiny little frail thing. But that girl's got the past filled with anger, to the point where she would punch holes in the wall. I did not have that cross. That was not what God had me deal with. Mine was all about sensuality. It's really important for us to know our root sin. And when anger falls into that game of life, that means that your root sin is pride. And I was so prideful, filled with anger. And again, go to my YouTube channel because I'm going to do a video on it because I really want people to realize you got to reflect when things like that happen. And I did reflect. And it wasn't an outside attack, which it can be. It was me. I wanted to be angry. And I'll explain later. Okay, but we're going to pray. But before we pray, I want you to really sit with, are you humble with God? Are you asking Him in to help you with this? Because He's already enlightening your heart to what you need to work on. You are listening to this. You know exactly what I'm talking to you about. So are you going to continue to be prideful and gamble your soul with God? Do it your way, or maybe go to confession later. Also, the sin of presumption, which is us presuming that we're going to be alive to get to confession. I've done this many times. Let my husband's drop dead death scare the soul out of you and run to reconciliation so that you are eyelash to eyelash with God. Remember, cilia is in the word reconciliation. Cilia means little hairs like eyelashes. And we want to be eyelash to eyelash with God, walking with Him. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, You called us to greatness. You called us out of this world, of the things that this world says will make us happy, of things that we do that the world says is okay because everybody does it. It's part of the culture. Lord, we need Your strength and we need to be humble. Please take all of our pride out of our minds, our hearts, our soul, our bodies, and help us to turn to You, if not in tears, with a heart filled with tears, so that You can give us that beautiful, enlightened heart to walk in Your ways. As You say, You will guide the humble to justice, and You will teach the humble Your way. So for all of us sinners, Lord, You are good and upright, and You show us the way. We are asking You to show us the way today and every day. And we will do our part. We will turn to You. We will spend time listening to the feelings, to the thoughts, to the words that You put on our heart. We can do hard things with You, Lord. Guardian angel, please guide us and lead us. Give us messages from the Lord loud and clear because we're all a little deaf, dumb, and blind. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guide us and lead us to Your sacred heart, Jesus, where we can find that freedom from sin, that freedom from vicious thoughts and words and deeds, and truly become Your children to know, to love You, and to serve You in this life and the next. Lord, we take a moment to pray for all of the holy souls of our departed ones that have left us. We pray that they are in purgatory. And we pray that you bring them up the levels of purgatory so that they are in Your loving kingdom with pure bliss and no pain. We take a moment to name those people now.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We pray in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Excuse me. Alrighty, people. With God, you totally got this. I speak from experience. I have battled everything in this culture, every belief, from birth control to sleeping together with someone before you get married to, I don't care, love is love. You can be a homosexual. You can be a trans, well, transgender wasn't really back there at the day and age when I was kind of going through my process of understanding the Catholic teachings and why, and then changing my heart toward them. Abortion. Abortion is murder. Sure, some of you out there are like, what? What about women? And well, if you open your heart and you allow God to come in, don't forget, Jesus was in the womb of Mary. There's a reason he came down as a baby. I'll get on that topic another time because I do have to go. But all of these things, pornography, why can't I do it? I'm in my own room. I'm all by myself. Didn't realize what it was doing to impact my family. Didn't realize I was using usury. It's the worst thing ever in the Old Testament. These are the people who used and abused people in slavery. I'm just saying, alcohol, abuse, just stupid, mindless spending time watching dumb things like the Kardashians and E! Entertainment Network, just stupid, dumb, believing the people in lab coats, the people that are in the government or high-powered positions. If you were in a suit in some sort of government role, I believe that you had my best interest in mind. And this is how God walks you through to the truth and his ways. And it's awesome. So you can do hard things. You can have your heart changed. And God will make it lighter and easier if you ask him in. Oh, I love you all so much. So much. Keep an eye out for my video later for my anger story. Ah, find something more with God. Freedom, people, it's so great. And have a blessed and inspired day.